Hello, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we continue our New Year's podcast series, putting a bow on 2021 and previewing what's to come in 2022, as we're joined by Toby Nangle, channel chief for Ottawa-based Field Effect. This is Toby's and Field Effect's first time joining us for the New Year's podcast series, so we start things off a little before 2021 in this case, way back in those COVID was brand new days of 2020 when Field Effect soft launched its partner program. From there, we go through the ramp up Toby and his team saw in the MSP space last year, and then what they're up to make sure it happens again this year. We talk about what makes a great Field Effect channel partner, the evolution of Field Effect's product suites, including its covalence flagship, and the lessons learned in building up the channel program. On the 2022 front, we discussed where Field Effect will be investing in its programs and offerings that continue to scale, the experience of onboarding a new Field Effect partner, and generally what partners can expect from Field Effect this year. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Toby Nangle. Toby, glad to have you on again. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Rob. Thanks for having me back. Happy to be here.
It's the start of another new year, and as I gather it, sort of the first full year of Field Effect in the channel. I guess maybe since you are relatively new to the site as a sponsor, and this is the first time you've done kind of the New Year's podcast series, can you maybe walk us through kind of the channel journey leading up to 2021?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So the thing about partnering from our perspective at Field Effect is that we think there's a ton of room to be the best cybersecurity partner vendor around. Just because there are an awful lot of vendors in the cybersecurity space, it doesn't all mean that they're entirely focused or primed to be a great partner. And I think that this is sort of the lens that we've taken to building out our programs and to building out our approach to the channel. So in 2020, though, you know, a lot of our initial lift came through some substantial partnerships, our push into the channel. So I would sort of label it the traditional MSP and reseller channel really begun with some with a little bit of experimentation in 2020 with program design and having some early adopters and having them coach us through a couple different elements of the program design that they thought we could really tweak to benefit an MSP in particular. And so 21 was really the year where after the initial tweaks to the program that we began to push into the market much more aggressively and we saw the return for it. So 21, we saw a substantial lift and a lot of MSPs in particular, quite attracted to both the solutions that we're bringing to market at Field Effect, in particular Covalence, our cybersecurity monitoring platform. And I think also attracted to the program elements that we've enabled. So things like access to world-class cybersecurity experts, that's, I think, probably difficult for them to come by through other partnerships.
Can you talk a little bit sort of about the growth you've seen in the partner ranks, both in terms of numbers and in terms of kind of what are some of the common threads that make for a good Field Effect partner that you look for or that you find are the type of partner that end up looking for you?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we look for in a partner is a little bit of maturity in terms of their approach to market. So they will have been servicing a set group of partners, of customers for, you know, 5 years. We've developed a profile of the ideal partner. And for us, it's sort of, you know, folks with a sort of a minimum of 1,000 endpoints under management. They've got separation of duty and responsibility in-house so that it's not just a CEO / salesperson / IT whiz / CFO running the shop. And I think that makes a big difference for us because we can tweak our programs to support the expertise, the different various levels of expertise within a partner. And our assumption for the most part is that they're coming to Field Effect because they lack the human resources and the cybersecurity expertise and need a partner to supplement that. And that's where we sort of fill our biggest gap.
Okay. How did the product line that you guys, the Covalence and the rest of kind of the family of offerings evolve over the course of the year?
Well, for Covalence, I would certainly say that it's an evolving service. So one of the things that we'd heard loud and clear, and actually our commercials are designed this way, is that having disparate upsell modular approaches can add complexity into the billing and invoicing for a partner. It can add complexity into the deployments into a customer environment. So we designed all of our commercials to just sort of be blanketed with a sort of single price all in, sort of, it's like a day at the buffet. You get all you can eat, right? And you can pick and choose the elements of the monitoring service of Covalence that you want to leverage most. And so what we do over the course of a given year is we add to that service without adding a module or an upsell, requirement there. Mm-hmm. We're just adding value into that service continually. And it's that simplicity. So we're trying to drive simplicity into cybersecurity. We're also trying to drive simplicity into the commercials and simplicity into the partner program. So with that approach, we've really, I think, seen a lift from our partners in terms of, the adoption of the different elements inside of our service. So one example that we did a really, really neat launch in 21 of something we call a suspicious email analysis service. So that is, and we know a lot of our MSP partners are spending an hour, 2 hours in a day responding to emails about, hey, is this a phishing email? Mm. Or, can I click this link? Is it safe? Or can I open this attachment? Is it safe? And so our MSPs told us, hey, listen, we are spending a bunch of time analyzing and responding to our customers. So what we've done is we've baked in a little plugin that lands in your Outlook, allows you to sort of just hit the Covalence logo and tell us to answer a couple of questions about the email and send it off to it, pull it out of your inbox. We do the analysis on our side and provide feedback as to whether or not it's a safe link to click on, as an example, right? So saving the MSP the time to have to respond and do the analysis themselves. So we continue to sort of bake more and more value into the service. That's just one example. There are many others. Like, we have a DNS that's baked into the service as well. There's, we have cloud endpoint and network monitoring that are all taking place, but a whole bunch of sub-services that are baked in just to add value and to have it all available in one platform, driving simplicity.
All right. What were some of the lessons sort of learned from that sort of soft launch into the channel in 2020 and then throughout sort of the first year fully in the channel in 2021 in terms of partnering, in terms of how you're structuring the programs, those sorts of things?
Yeah, we learned a bunch. Certainly, I think what we're learning is that our partners value the direct access we provide them to our deep bench and roster of cybersecurity experts. Okay. They also value that we first and foremost care about the customer and our partners' support for that customer. So the things that we've invested in the program that I think are going to make a big difference, that our partners appreciated, we launched a Partner Momentum Academy in 2021. And that is an academy that's really designed to upskill the partners. So it's about cybersecurity, not necessarily about Covalence and our platform and our solutions, but just about concepts and security that they can begin to absorb and understand. I also think, a couple of our partners had mentioned early on when we were going through the sort of beta version of our program that it would be really useful if they could put the oxygen mask on first themselves, protect their own environment. So we've launched, you know, sort of a partner protection program where their environments are protected first, and then that gets their hands on our platform, our solution. They get to absorb how we service an end customer before they go out and start to speak to their customers about it. So there's a couple of elements that we learned that would be super useful for the partner. For the most part, though, if we can continue to just provide them with access to cybersecurity experts and to drive a really, really deep and comprehensive monitoring platform for them that is a one-stop shop for all of their security needs, then it's sort of putting a bunch of ticks in the boxes for them.
Gotcha. All right. We kind of started down this road with that answer. So let's continue it, shall we? What are sort of your priorities? What are the goals for the channel business at Field Effect for this year?
Yeah. Well, we want to continue. We added a lot of partners in 2021. Mm-hmm. And what that's highlighted for us is the need to continue to invest in our own business systems. Continue to invest in various elements that are going to allow us to scale, things like a partner portal, things on like one-on-many events, things like campaigns in a box that make it easy for our partners to go into the market and sell. So it is, I think, for us, the focus this year is scaling. So we added a lot of partners last year. We're investing in the business systems to make sure that these guys are all really, really well supported in 22, and we want to add an awful lot more new partners in 22. So we're on an aggressive recruitment push for partners, and we're aggressively investing in ensuring that the partners that we've got on our roster are successful, not only supporting their customers with a comprehensive monitoring platform, but are supported in terms of how to sell into them, how to sell a premium security service, how to package our solutions in a way that are both digestible and affordable for their end customers, and comprehensive to provide the greatest degree of security possible. So the focus really is acquire new partners, set the current partners up for success.
It's aggressive to be going after both growing the channel and building out those additional resources, those additional supports, those additional processes and systems that ultimately, as you say, scale this thing up.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of our challenge, right? So scale up is I would say where we're headed. We're definitely in scale up mode now for our channel program. Like we're adding partners at a clip that is going to see us probably surpass the entirety of 21 and the first half of 22. So we're aggressively adding partners and making sure, though, that as we're doing that, that we're supporting them properly. So when we talk about the things that we put in place for our program to support new partners, well, we've got a partner success a manager allocated to each one of our partners. They onboard them, they train them, they get familiar with our platform, our solutions, our people. And then we've got another sort of, that's a bit more of a technical angle. We've got a sales specialist that drives a lot of activity from a sales support and co-sell perspective. We have designated partner marketing specialists who are helping with campaigns in a box and making sure that our partners are able to support marketing efforts into their customer bases and new customer acquisition. So a lot of, you're right, it's a lot of aggressive targets, but we're definitely investing in the program in ways that make sure that we're able to support everybody in the right way.
What does it typically look like in terms of, and I acknowledge this will be quite different depending on the size and scale of the partner and kind of what they're hoping to get out of the partnership, but just curious what it typically looks like in terms of time, effort, investment, all those kinds of things for a new partner coming on, basically from signing the contract to being relatively conversant in representing Field Effect and managing the technology side of things for Field Effect.
Yeah. So we've got a target of trying to enable and onboard our partners into their, comfortable and get them comfortable enough with Covalence and Field Effect that they bring their first customer to us within 90 days. So that is, I think, something we strive to do with every single partner. The lift is sort of, there's two threads to the lift for our partners. The first is to make sure that they know and understand how to deploy, implement Covalence into their customer environments. Like I said before, the partner protection program really designed to allow them to do that into their own environment first, putting that oxygen mask on themselves before they put it on others. And I think that really gets them comfortable. We go through a set of training sessions once they've got their own instance live and active. And so I think, you know, because we've tried really hard and I think succeeded to designing something that is really simple and easy to digest and understand for your everyday IT administrator, they get their arms around the technology really quickly. And then when it comes to selling a premium service and premium package, a premium cybersecurity package, we designed it in a way where it's certainly digestible from a pricing perspective, but also digestible in terms of the value proposition that they need to put forward. And so the training that's involved in teaching MSPs how to sell this is pretty light. So like overall, I would say that we're probably in the vicinity of a few hours of technical training and a few hours of sales and marketing training. And then, you know, into the customers. And, you know, if we can get to that first customer pretty quickly, that's when the learning really ramps up for the partners and they start to get quite comfortable quite quickly once deployed into a customer environment as well.
All right. So we've kind of touched on various aspects of this, but kind of bringing it all together, what can partners, both those who are established with you and those who may be new to you, kind of expect from you guys this year?
Yeah. So we spoke earlier about in 21, how we added sort of continual value into the Covalence platform. Expect that that's what we'll do again in 22 and actually forever. Just continually bake value into the Covalence platform. And as an example, we've got a world-class endpoint that is baked into the service. Endpoint agent, and it's got automated blocking capabilities, and it's a sophisticated EDR in essence baked into our platform, all homegrown and home baked, so completely under our control. And we're going to continue to drive the sophistication of that endpoint forward. So we'll continue to invest heavily in the endpoint. The network and cloud monitoring are already very, very sophisticated. The cloud monitoring platforms that we will that we'll integrate with this year, probably in the vicinity of another half a dozen or more cloud platforms that we can monitor. So all of these things sort of baked into the single platform Covalence, I think, is going to be the single best cybersecurity monitoring platform in the market for an MSP to take advantage of. That's the first thing. The second thing is, what are we going to be doing from a program perspective? From a program perspective, this year we plan on rolling out, we launched last year our Partner Momentum Academy, which is sort of, you know, teaching about cybersecurity. This year we're going to do a couple of other things. We want to have a partner advisory council where we can ask questions a group of partners that we know and know well. And ask for, you know, present our roadmap to the mass for their feedback, tweak and monitor deployments and ensure that they're being successful and that they can manage their deployments easily and that they're able to sort of ensure that their customers are receiving all of the various elements of the service, not just some. Continue to invest there, continue to invest in things like, so beyond the Partner Advisory Council, we'll be doing things like a partner referral program. So the partners who refer another partner can benefit from that referral, and an end customer referral program where, you know, if a partner's end customer refers another customer, that customer can benefit from that referral. So we have a few different mechanisms that we're going to be launching this year in the partner program and a bunch of additional value that we're going to be baking into Covalence.
All right. Sounds like a lot to look forward to. And I do look forward to hearing more about those as those come online. To wrap things up, maybe could you tell me, what do you think is the biggest untapped or under-realized opportunity for your partners right now, either with the Field Effect platform, with the Covalence platform in particular, or just in the market in general?
Yeah, you know what, it's a great question. And we sort of think of the opportunity, the cybersecurity opportunity, as big an opportunity in a sort of more disruptive way, but in as big, it's as big an opportunity as the advent of cloud computing was. And it definitely drove a ton of disruption for partners who, you know, sort of had to definitely pivot. And I would say cybersecurity is probably causing a lot of the same requirements to pivot. Mm-hmm. And so the biggest opportunity from where we sit, and this is tough to be saying these kinds of things in the midst of a pandemic when you know, some small, medium businesses are really struggling. But the truth is that the core service that our partners are delivering needs to now include way more elements of security. Mm-hmm. And it does already, right? The partners are already being expected by their customers to keep them secure, and they've had to adopt a whole list of security products and point solutions to help do that. But I think the opportunity is that the prices now need to come up to reflect the added burden that the partners are taking on as a result of that shift in customer expectation. So there's no question that a shift in pricing and probably a lot more risk conversations between the partner and their customers that make that customer realize that they ought to be willing to invest more money into the security of their business, cybersecurity in particular. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to bring comprehensive premium cybersecurity at a really reasonable price, leveraging Covalence. So I think, to me, just premium security services is just a massive opportunity.
All right. A lot in there. I appreciate your taking the time once again, and all the best for a very successful 2022.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Rob.
There you have it. The year that was 2021 and the year that will be 2022, courtesy of Toby Nangle. I'd like to thank Toby for joining us on the podcast, thank Field Effect for their ongoing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, as we're joined Thursday by frequent guest Tony Anscom of ESET, who will take us through their analysis of the threatscape in the final third of 2021 and get Tony's thoughts on what might be the dominant security stories of 2022. Until then, we would, as always, invite you to subscribe to the podcast in your podcatcher of choice, and if it gives you a chance to leave a rating, 5 stars would be great. Pretty please. Until Thursday, I'm Robert Dott for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.